Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers expected to vote this afternoon on another round of stopgap measures. Both parties, though, remain at odds over health care cuts in the GOP mega bill on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act premiums. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are missing in action on talks.
This fight is about the health care of the American people.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked why there are no discussions with Democrats on restoring health care cuts.
You keep the government open, and then we have those discussions.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, meantime, says President Trump needs to get involved in talks to end the shutdown. Today marks 2 years since the October 7th attacks in Israel. Nearly 1,200 people died when Hamas militants attacked civilians in southern Israel. Hundreds of others were taken hostage. Israel's war in Gaza after the attack has led to more than 67,000 deaths. The summer-like temperatures across the country dropping back to fall-like temperatures in the nation's midsection this week. This is ABC News. Another Nobel Prize has been handed out, the U.S. being recognized, three of its scientists at three universities, this one in the field of physics.
The three American scientists awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics conducted their research on quantum mechanical tunneling. We're not even going to begin to try and explain exactly what that is, but we can tell you it's the foundation of all digital technology. In fact, in the words of one of the winners, the reason all our cell phones and computers work the way they do is because of this research. One of the winners didn't find out he had won until 2.5 hours after the announcement. His wife said she didn't want to wake him because she says he doesn't like surprises. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Nobel Peace Prize will be announced this Friday. Hurricane season in full swing for both the Pacific and Atlantic. Hurricane Priscilla nearing a Category 3 storm, churning in the Pacific just off the west coast of Mexico. And a new tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic Basin. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well. I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Macy's Star Deals Week is back. It's one incredible week packed with epic savings on the best fall styles. That means luxurious 100% cashmere sweaters are now just $79.99. The latest beauty from Shiseido, Mac & More, $30 off every $150 you spend. Plus, exclusive online-only daily flash deals and so much more. It's the one week you really can't miss. Macy's Star Deals Week is going on now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin farmers, particularly soybean growers, are expressing concerns about the impact of the Trump administration tariffs on their overseas markets. Congressman Tom Tiffany says those concerns are being heard.
I think we're on the cusp of seeing some of that tariff revenue, which is significant, that is going to end up back in farmers' pockets because they're bearing the brunt of it.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, commented at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. Wisconsin farmers typically export about two-thirds of the roughly $1.3 billion worth of soybeans they grow annually. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman made a stop at Green Bay Southwest High School Monday to encourage students and families to fill out the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, for the 2026-27 academic year.
Just before the government shut down, the Department of Education issued a memorandum indicating that the FAFSA process was going to continue. And the last statistics available nationally is that this was one of the best starts to the FAFSA process ever.
The FAFSA became available to high school students last week. Two people have been arrested after hundreds of animals are rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property.
The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lurens and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. On Friday, the Sheriff's Office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one. The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area heading into your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, frosty out there with clear skies. Lows will drop into the lower 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 62 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Not get in the way of day-to-day business, but there are some efforts that are being delayed by the shutdown of FSA offices across the country. We'll talk about those issues, and let's introduce an old friend as the new president of the Corn Growers.
Live, we don't need any cookies. Via Farm Journal broadcast, no. This is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Paul Niefer, that's the farm CPA. Then it's Jed Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie.
So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I agree. Cookies are so overrated. And then I thought, no, not really. Cookies probably are not overrated.
You could use a cookie?
I'm not saying that. Not saying that. I'm just saying that cookies are pretty doggone good.
I suppose you get one. Yeah.
It's your favorite.
You're right.
Cookies need love like everything does.
Cookies need love. Cookies They're no different from love. Anyone else. I do have a little jar. It's a Star Wars cookie jar.
Okay.
Within arm's reach with iced oatmeal cookies. At any moment, I could partake of an iced oatmeal cookie. Yeah.
Look at you.
Just in case things get real bad. You know what I mean?
That is fantastic. Okay. So my sister makes what my granddaughter now affectionately refers to as brown cookies.
Brown cookies?
Brown cookies. They are a chocolate cookie with a chocolate frosting.
Oh.
But the two chocolates are just different enough that it makes them pretty doggone special.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's
delicious.
Yeah, so there goes my oldest granddaughter, Marin, running up to my sister, Deb. As soon as she sees her, the first thing, did you bring brown cookies?
Yep.
So she's left a mark. There is no doubt about that. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. This is cookie time.
Yes,
on
cookies
AgriTalk.
To all. Cookies to all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Glad that you are with us on this Tuesday morning. We are going to have a conversation with Paul Niefer. We haven't talked to Paul for a little while. Just need to get caught up on some of the things that are on his mind that you should know about. And then Jed Bauer. Jed Bauer over in Ohio. He's been on the Farmer Forum. Two, three times a year, I guess. Jed is kind of our Ohio connection over there on the Farmer Forum, and now he is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association, and we're going to talk about his priorities. So looking forward to that.
That's cool.
All right, buddy, let's get to the news.
Well, Chip, according to the National Weather Service, a cold front is forecast to slowly move across the east central U.S. today and tonight, reaching the eastern seaboard on Tuesday. Gulf moisture streaming north will pool along and ahead of the front, leading to rain and thunderstorms stretching from the Great Lakes through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and Appalachians into the southeast and Gulf Coast. The heaviest rain of around 2 to 4 inches is possible in Kentucky and vicinity. Meanwhile, Some freeze warnings and frost advisories are in place for parts of the north central U.S. this morning, with some in Minnesota and Wisconsin lasting through tomorrow morning. Currently 58 degrees here in Kansas City and overcast.
Whoa, that is a big change for you. How you feeling? Is everything okay?
I feel good. My fall wardrobe has never been happier.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. We are 54 degrees. 54 degrees okay. up here in Northeast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, heading for a high of 65. We may have already... No, it was colder than that overnight. I was going to say we may have already seen the high of the day, but we've got some warmer temperatures coming this afternoon.
Well, Chip, overnight, December corn was up a half cent. Novi beans up 2 1/4. December winter wheat futures markets were about a quarter cent lower. The U.S. dollar was higher, with crude futures rising to about $61.50 per barrel ahead of the open. Looks like pressure accelerated on corn. We got some strength in soybeans, though. I like that.
Yeah, roll reversal from yesterday. Some pressure on the corn market, a little bit of strength in soybeans, just the opposite of what we saw yesterday. But wheat is doing wheat things and still just softening up a bit. Got some buyers back in the cattle complex and sellers in lean hogs.
Well, Chip, according to Bloomberg, expected volatility in U.S. Treasury markets has sunk to the lowest level in almost 4 years due to the U.S. government shutdown. The shutdown has delayed key U.S. economic data releases, depriving traders of catalysts for large price swings, and it's expected to leave investors uncertain of the performance of the real economy. I would say the same is true over here in the ag sector, Chip.
Yeah, and the volatility is clearly drained out. There is no question about it, and just what kind of an impact that's going to have on treasuries going forward is tough to tell. But it's not going to do anything to put a lot of upside pressure on them.
Well, speaking of which, President Trump yesterday sent mixed messages about the state of talks with Democrats regarding the government shutdown. First, saying he was willing to talk with Democrats regarding health care funding. Hours later, Trump seemed to retreat, writing on Truth Social, quote, "I am happy to work with the Democrats on their failed health care policies or anything else, but first, they must allow our government to reopen."
Yeah, that is the stance, and I think it's a good stance to have. Let's get the government open and then go through the appropriations process.
Well, longtime pro farmer crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonier this week has lowered his 2025 U.S. corn yield by one bushel. That's down to 181.0 bushels per acre with a neutral to lower bias. USDA did not release its weekly crop progress and condition reports this week due to the shutdown, but the summer-like weather across the Midwest is accelerating crop dry down and early harvesting. Meanwhile, Cordonier left his soybean yield forecast unchanged at 52 bushels per acre even. That's also with a neutral to lower bias. President Trump reportedly still considering a large aid program for U.S. farmers, and more specifics may come today. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office last Thursday his administration will provide, quote, "some of that tariff money to farmers who are for a little while going to be hurt until the tariffs kick in to their benefit." Our conversation yesterday ended up at, you know what, if he's talking about making some payments to farmers, it doesn't sound like necessarily trade negotiations are going all that well, or at least moving along very quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
Argentina's government sold between 450 and 480 million U.S. dollars in the foreign exchange market for a fifth consecutive session on Monday to stem a slide in the Argentine peso. Bloomberg reports President Javier Milei's administration has sold an estimated $1.3 billion since last Tuesday, depleting the RG treasury, which was already thin on cash. And finally, hedge fund manager Paul Tudor Jones told CNBC yesterday he believes conditions are set for a powerful surge in U.S. stock prices before the bull market tops out. Jones said today's market is reminiscent of the setup leading to the burst of the dot-com bubble in late 1999. Chip.
Man, that guy has been around for a while. There is no question about it. I remember helping to do a feature story on him in Futures Magazine back in 1989 or 1990, something like that. Yeah. All right, thank you, Davis. We've got Paul Nefer, Farm CPA, up next here on AgriTalk.
When opportunity knocks, you've got to open the door and seize it. Research funded by the Checkoff on the health benefits of full-fat dairy has helped whole milk grow to 47% of fluid milk sales in the U.S., according to consumer data from Circana. The steady gains over the past decade and even more growth in 2024 speak volumes about renewed consumer trust in and preference for whole milk. See why that matters at DairyCheckoff.com.
Thanks for buying lunch, Gary.
We made a bet. I lost.
Well, Pioneer is the forage's leader. That's why my yields beat yours.
Remind me what you planted.
Pioneer brand tonnage corn silage hybrids and Pioneer brand plenish high oleic soybeans.
And you used Pioneer brand inoculants too, right?
Yep, all Pioneer. Can't beat their yields, agronomics, and quality. Remind me what you planted.
Doesn't matter. Next season, I'm planting Pioneer. Learn more at pioneer.com/forages.
They say that good things come in threes. And now Pivot Bio Proven G3 is proving it. The first proven product with three modes of action is now available to feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential. Proven G3 locks in at the roots to deliver steady nutrition when and where your corn needs it most. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com/provenG3.
Yield data is worthless unless it's local yield data from fields like yours, that is. At Champion Seed, we don't tout big national yield averages because that doesn't help you make decisions about your fields. Instead, we match seed to your soil with recommendations rooted in agronomic expertise and data from fields close to home. Our hand-picked seed lineup includes a champion for every field. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
When the game...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Can I get my physical therapy at Amplify Health in Mondovi?
You sure can. Just ask. I'm Jennifer Plates, physical therapist here at Amplify Health in Mondovi. Physical therapy offers patients access to a range of rehabilitation services like treating back and neck pain, general orthopedic conditions, pre- and post-surgery rehab, balance and fall risk assessments, workman's comp, and school sport injuries. Talk to your healthcare provider to schedule your physical therapy appointment locally at Amplify Health by Gunderson in Mondovi.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Champion Seed. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. It's Tuesday morning, October 7th. 2 years ago, Davis, Hamas attacked the Jews. And, it's 2 years already.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But hopefully
there's... see an end to this, but I think the two sides have different visions of what the end would look like, and that makes it a dangerous situation, Chip.
That's exactly right. I mean, they were saying the same thing 1,000 years ago. We'd love to see an end to this.
That's exactly right.
So, yeah. All right, let's bring in Paul Niefer, Farm CPA. Paul, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually in a hotel room in Savannah, Georgia, and we're warmer than you guys are.
I'll bet you are. I'll bet you are. Savannah, beautiful town down there.
Yeah. No, I'm down here for the SEPA event. I spoke yesterday on the big, beautiful bill, and today I just got done listening to Jim Wiesmeyer talk about politics. So now I get to talk with Chip. So
Wow. Well, here we go. Let's jump right into it. Paul, the day-to-day business activities of farms, I mean, how much does the government shutdown really impact the day-to-day business?
I think for most farmers, Chip, it really doesn't impact them too much if this is a temporary shutdown. You know, if we're talking another week or two, it's probably not going to impact too much. We know that there are certain farmers, like up in Minnesota and maybe down in the southeast that we're counting on some of those ARC or PLC payments from the 24 crop that was supposed to go out here on October 1st. Obviously, those have been postponed. You know, that certainly doesn't help them from a cash flow standpoint, but that is fairly temporary. I think we do need to understand that another cost to those ARC and PLC payments potentially, I think they are subject to the 5.7% sequestration adjustment. So if they were counting on, let's say, $50 an acre, maybe they're going to get $47 an acre. So that is something that's going to affect them. But remember, the total ARC PLC payment is only about $2.3 billion. I guess I shouldn't say only, but it is with a B. But compared to what it'll be next year, that's probably about one-fifth of what it'll be next year. So I don't think, as long as this is a fairly short one, it's not going to affect them too badly.
Okay. All right. And I just want to clarify, those ARC PLC payments that you were talking about were on the 24 crop, correct?
Okay, that's correct. On the 24 crop that would have been paid on starting October 1st, most farmers, the morning of October 1st, likely they would have gotten that payment, but because of the shutdown, they didn't get it. Now, luckily for the farmers that were going to be paid the ECAP payment, you know, the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, they did get that pushed out on Tuesday, September 30th. So they got that pushed out in time.
Yeah. Yeah, it got pushed out. Paul, I'm telling you, I was surprised by how many emails and direct messages and texts I got that said, hey, payment showed up in my account this morning. What's that all about?
Yeah, no, that was the 14% ECAP final adjustment. Now, we've had some farmers reach out, well, what about the other 1%? Well, you're not going to get the other 1%. That was an estimate. You got 99%. So compared to a lot of other programs, that's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So now the one area where there is some, maybe some angst is, you know, stage two for SDRP, you know, the disaster program, that stage two was supposed to start, or the announcement we thought was going to be this week. Obviously, they have to push that back until the government shutdown is done. We know they've only paid out about $6 billion out of the $18 billion authorized. So there's still another $12 billion to come to farmers. A lot of that will be in stage two. And then the top up, you know, the final top up above the 35%. Likely, I think that's probably not going to happen until maybe January of next year before you're going to get that final top up.
Okay, and that's on the SDRP, Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, right?
You got it. All these acronyms we have to have memorized, Chip. So.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, you said as long as this doesn't last more than a week or two, it's not a long time, be okay. What if the government is still shut down at the end of the month? Does that start to change the situation?
I think it starts to change it for some farmers, not all farmers, but certainly for some farmers. You know, there's certain programs that many farmers sign up for, an EQIP program, conservation programs, and so on. Certainly, if it's at least a month, the people that were counting on both the 2024 ARC and PLC payments, they have to wait another month. The SDRP, you know, stage two, that's going to be delayed. So then it starts, you know, sort of affecting many of those farmers. Not all, but it'll start affecting a lot of those farmers.
Okay. All right. What kind of cash flow management programs might not be available right now because of the FSA shutdown?
Well, certainly farmers that want to get a CCC loan, a Commodity Credit Corporation loan, you know, they want to put their crop. I hear a lot of farmers are interested in doing that this year because they're able to get a loan from the FSA and they don't have to sell their crop. You know, the crop price right now is not very good for a lot of areas, so they want to do that. They can't do that while it's shut down. Other loan programs, beginning farmer loan programs, any of those loan programs, they're also on hold during the shutdown. You know, if they're talking about doing some type of conservation easement deal with the federal government, that's also on hold. So there's quite a few things that would be on hold that farmers might be interested in.
All right. Have you got a thought, an idea, some speculation on when the shutdown might end?
Well, what Jim said, I think he indicated today he thought it wouldn't go past next Friday. So Friday the 17th is when he thought it might end. Of course, we are dealing with Congress, so let's don't use logic. I mean, it's going to, you know, we'll have to see what happens. But I think if it's simply they come to a deal on the extension of the Obamacare premium subsidies, I think that's fairly easy. If the Democrats are going to dig in on Medicaid and some of that other stuff, then, yeah, this could go on quite a while.
Okay. All right. Thoughts on a financial aid package, when it will be approved? Today is the day that Treasury Secretary Bessent said that we will get some details.
So I think we'll see if that happens. I think what we have to understand, you know, the ECAP program was announced in December, but it had 90 days to get done, and they took the full 90 days to get it done. So I think even if they announce something today, Chip, likely farmers are not going to get any money until December at the earliest, and it'll probably be January. So now we know under the original MFP back in 18 and 19, farmers had to prove their production history. They had to prove production. You know, maybe this should be just based on APH, or it should be based on a simple per acre dollar like it is for ECAP. So we'll have to see what those details really are. And then hopefully they're going to go beyond just soybeans, because we know sorghum has been dramatically impacted by China. We know that a lot of the specialty crops, cherries and apples and some of those other crops, have definitely been affected. So I'm hoping it isn't just going to be soybean centric.
Yeah, well, we'll include cotton on that list of things. Otherwise, they'll be calling me up and saying you need to mention cotton more often, Paul.
Cotton and probably rice and many other crops. It isn't just unlike MFP1, they don't do a penny per bushel for corn. You know that right. wouldn't go over very well.
Right. Is the timing right for this, do you think?
Yeah. I'm starting to get a little concerned. You know, is there other industries out there that are saying soon to say, hey, what about us? You know, we keep pushing money to ag. I also think this is probably artificially keeping cash rent prices higher. You know, you talk to landlords and they know, hey, these farmers are getting an extra $50 or $100 per acre. I want a third of that or 40% of it because I'm the cash rent landlord. So I do have a concern. You know, typically when you get payments like this, at least 75% goes to inputs. It doesn't go to the farmer really, it goes to the bank to pay down on the loan. So I just don't know. I mean, I feel like, yes, the aid is needed, but at what point do we get the law of diminishing returns and it's too much? You know, we might be approaching that.
Yeah, I even got the question asked this morning of me. What if we get the aid announcement and then a trade deal with China? Do they claw back those payments?
Exactly. Or how does it affect the market? You know, so
right. A lot of unknowns out there, Paul. We're out of time, buddy. Thank you so much for jumping on with us. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Paul Niefer, Farm CPA. Be sure to look at the Farm CPA report. We've got Jed Bauer next.
The Dirt with me, Mike Howell, an economics podcast where I present the down and dirty agronomic science to help grow crops and bottom lines. Inspired by economics.com, farming's go-to informational resource, I'm here to break down the latest crop nutrition research, news, and issues, helping farmers make better business decisions through actionable insights. Let's dig in.
Join us as we celebrate three decades of Commodity Classic, agriculture's largest farmer-led event, February 25th through 27th. Experience game-changing solutions, connect with thousands of forward-thinking farmers, and explore innovations from over 400 companies, all focused on powering your farm forward with efficiency and profitability. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Don't miss 30 years of agricultural excellence in the heart of Texas.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 6 to 1697, December down 4 to 1704, January up 1 to 1689, February milk down 6 at 1691. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher today. Strength in the boxed beef prices, helping to support the both live and feeder cattle markets as well. Now, there was demand found in the feeder cash cattle sales, and that did help to support the feeder cattle markets. Hog markets lower, though, even though the pork demand is currently better, and we are seeing some higher pork cutout values. But, again, some of this is a decline in packer interest in cash markets. October live cattle up $1.07 to $232.95. October feeder cattle up $2.47 to $364.87. October hogs down 25 cents to $98.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets slightly lower, with the little fresh news and ongoing harvest pressure pressuring the market. Soybeans so slightly higher, and the trade chopping just below nearby resistance levels. Wheat markets mostly lower. The firmer dollar has been limiting any upside potential. December corn down 1.5 to 420 and a quarter. November beans up 5 to 1022 and three quarters. December wheat down 3 3/4 to 509. Minneapolis wheat December down 2.5 to 554. Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
AgriTalk is brought to you by new Proven G3 from Pivot Bio. Proven G3 is bringing corn farmers three game-changing modes of action that feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. And joining us right now is a friend of the show. He's been on the Farmer Forum in the past. Hopefully we'll be able to find some time to get him on there again in the future. But right now, for the year ahead, he's going to be pretty busy. Jed Bauer, the brand new president of the National Corn Growers Association, joins us right now. Jed, first things first, congratulations, my friend. It's good to see you.
Hey, good to see you too, Chip. Thanks for having me this morning.
You bet. You bet. Tell me about this. How did this come about, Jed? I mean, I remember years ago, when you and I first started talking, this was just kind of on the periphery for you, and you were thinking about getting involved in some of the leadership out there, and here you are now, president of the Corn Growers.
I just think, you know, being in the room with all the grower leaders across the country, there's a motivation that came to me, I guess, Chip. You know, all the issues that we're all facing across the country, you know, I think that just continued to drive my passion for the industry, the passion I have for growing and raising a crop, and a profitable crop. And I see so many of us struggling across the country. Obviously, some regions are a little worse than others, but I think we're all starting to get hit pretty good now. And that just kept pushing me. And there's so many great leaders that can easily step up in this position. And, you know, I just put my hand up. And my fellow growers, I guess, to a lack of a better term, recognized that I was ready. And they chose me for the job this year. So I appreciate their confidence in me and looking forward to trying to make some things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've always appreciated about our conversations is it's a very logical, very practical, very, dirty boots kind of conversation that we have, Jed. And I assume that's where your priorities are going to be for the year ahead.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of this, we need to just get back to the basics, you know, and you've talked about it. Profitability at the farm level is not where it needs to be by any means. You know, we're looking at potentially a 90 some cent loss per bushel, just trying to look at next year's crop to put out. Go back a little farther, you know, looking at trying to build demand and markets. We are seeing great export numbers. The markets aren't really reflecting it like we would like to see. But, you know, pushing for this E15 thing, we almost had it over the line here in December. We're close again, but there's just so many things that aren't going on in Washington. That we need to keep having those conversations. You know, obviously we need to get the government back to working.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just the farm bill. We were lucky enough to get some tax provisions and some of the farm bill done in the big, beautiful bill, but there's still a lot of things that need to be done. The farm bill that was done years ago does not reflect what's happening in the ag community nowadays. I know talking with the chairman, you know, he's passionate about it, but it takes everybody to get it done. And, you know, it's just frustrating for everybody across rural America.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about E15. Governor Newsom out in California signed it and made it a legal fuel out in California. To me, Jed, doesn't that give us some momentum to take another shot at the nationwide availability, year-round availability of E15?
I think you're exactly right there, Chip. I mean, the potential volume for California alone is just tremendous. You know, I had mentioned on another interview, I never thought I would be thanking the governor of California, Governor Newsom signing that in, you know, with some of the issues we've had across agriculture with the state of California, with Prop 12 and so on, with our friends in the pork industry. You know, that's just not something that was on my radar, and super pumped about that, really excited. Does that put leverage on this administration, you know, moving forward to try to put pressure on Congress to get this in somewhere? Because as we've talked numerous times, E15 costs taxpayers nothing. You know, it lowers the cost of gas at the pump for all their constituents. And for every 1% that we raise the blend, you're 450 plus million bushels more grind. So that helps make the pile smaller, makes our corn worth a little more, and in turn that strengthens rural America.
All right. You know, I assume that you've got a pretty good relationship with Secretary Rollins. I assume that that you are at least on speaking terms with Thompson in the House and Bozeman in the Senate. Talk to me about Lee Zeldin at EPA. What's your relationship there?
So personally, I haven't had the opportunity to meet with him yet. You know, but like you mentioned, we met with the secretary there a couple weeks ago. She's been tremendous. She's obviously still fairly new in the job, learning a lot of the issues, but she seems to be a quick study. Really appreciate her traveling around the world and pushing American ag products. I think that's huge. We've seen Brazil doing that the past couple years, beating us to a lot of the punches, and we really appreciate her taking time and her busy schedule to go around and do that. Secretary Zeldin, looking forward to a meeting. I think we'll have one coming up pretty soon. You know, there's a lot of things he's been working on. It seems to truly be bringing a lot of common sense back to the regulatory playing field. You know, and a lot of these regulations drive up the cost of what we need to do. So we're appreciative of that. And just, you know, he's been accessible to a lot of the staff of ours, and I'm looking forward to it and diving down in some of these issues we're having and see if we can't get a little more relief in some of those areas.
Yeah. Yeah. Zeldin's performance is a whole lot different than what I feared it might be coming out of New York and his history with some of the biofuels policy out there, Jed. It's good to see. Just keep that relationship going, man, and keep pushing that forward there. You mentioned the travels of Secretary Rollins to promote some trade issues out there. What is your message to the Oval Office, to the White House, when it comes to trade issues? What do you want to see done?
I mean, you know, if we look back February, March, I think all of us were getting a little worried with the tariffs and things.
Oh, yeah.
But as we see now, the administration on the corn side, they've been working fairly hard. We're seeing new trade deals. In turn, I think that really equates back to the record exports in the corn market we've seen. But as I mentioned before, that's not really showing back up in the price of corn.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we have those conversations at the White House, we have the conversations with the secretary, obviously, thank you for what you guys are doing. We appreciate you moving the piles of corn around the world. But we need more. I hate to say that. I hate to be the person out there begging for more, more, more. You know, when I had the conversation with the secretary a couple of weeks ago, you know, and I know I'm getting off track a little bit, but, you know, this is great. Go after the low hanging fruits, go after the big players. We need to move large volumes. The small volumes are great, but large volumes are going to be what helps rural America. And when it, you know, looking at the potential for the government handouts and so on and so forth, I mean, we all know what debt our country is in. We want the markets to pay our growers. I want to be paid by the markets. I don't want a check from the Treasury Department.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I hate that. We're in a destitute situation, and if we need a Band-Aid, you know, so be it. But long term, that's not sustainable. And the American farmer truly is one of the most sustainable growers in the world, if not the. And we want our markets to be sustainable also.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I just want to clarify here, you know, when you were saying, hey, I hate to be the guy that's always asking for more, 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 it's not financial aid that you're saying that about. It's opportunity. It's those market opportunities to get your product out there in front of buyers around the globe. I think it's important. We cannot forget about MAHA. It's still out there, Jed. What are you thinking?
You know, I look at my predecessor, Kenny Hartman. I think he said it very well. And when he called out and he said, you know, Secretary, let's have that conversation, basically. You know, we understand, who doesn't like the idea of making Americans healthy again? I think that resonates with all of us. We all want to be healthy. But when you don't understand what's going on in agriculture nowadays, maybe we should take a step back and come to the farm. Let's meet up. Let's explain why we do things. And I think, you know, National Corn Growers, we've pushed back. We've sent letters. We have seen it working. We've seen the secretary kind of back off and change positions a little bit. And we don't want to have a bad relationship. I think it's just, you know, farming has changed so much over the years. Our growers, as I mentioned before, are the most sustainable in the world, and we're the best at what we do as far as raising corn. And I think we need to get boots on the ground and take the secretary out and explain, you know, we do this because of this, this, and this. And I think, you know, we start showing how little we use of products that we used 30, 40 years ago, and how, you know, we raise a crop. You know, if they want to start taking tools out of our toolboxes, unfortunately, we're going to have to go back to tillage. And then you equate that to erosion and so many other things. So it's a challenge, but we're ready to face
it. Absolutely. You're up to it. You're up to it. No question about it. Jed, again, congratulations, buddy. I'm looking forward to a lot of conversations this year.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it too, Chip. I appreciate it.
All right, Jed Bauer out in Ohio. He is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC. Member NYSC, SIPC.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Start with better soil prep, and Great Plains Vertical Tillage can help you get the most out of every acre. Turbo Chisel leaves your ground level for one-pass tools in the spring. Max Chisel slices and buries residue with Samurai Edge blades. Ultra Chisel handles your toughest post-harvest conditions. And the VT1500 Subsoiler resets those yield-robbing compaction layers deep below the surface. Talk to your local Great Plains dealer or visit GreatPlainsAg.com. Maximum yield starts here.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date with everything ag retail.
Joining us now, Brian Arnold, Senior Product Manager, Direct Feed Microbials at United Animal Health. Brian, welcome to AgriTalk.
Hey, thank you, Chip. Glad to be here.
Glad that you are here. Animal health is right at the top of the priority list for a lot of producers. And when it comes to managing that pig health, it helps to drive profitability. And co-infections are something that we need to pay attention to, isn't it?
Right, yes. We think about, managing pig health and in light of profitability, obviously, animal health is critical. And oftentimes, it's easy to find sick pigs in barns, right? We can go in, we can identify those with good animal husbandry. What gets a little more challenging oftentimes is finding the root cause of some of those health challenges. And oftentimes, I think we look for that one thing that may be causing health challenges or disease outbreaks. And in all reality, I think deep down, we understand a co-infection is likely the cause, where we have multiple pathogens at play and multiple stressors contributing to disease.
What do producers need to do to better understand the causes of these co-infections?
Sure, it's a great question. I think it really starts with understanding the big picture. And a big piece of that is good diagnostics. At United Animal Health, we partner with production groups, with health and nutrition teams to utilize our PathConnect surveillance platform. And it's a pathogen surveillance platform. And what that continues to show us is when we go in and we try to work in challenge situations to better understand the clinical picture, oftentimes there's more than one pathogen that are causing issues at the sow farm and even downstream.
Where can listeners go for more information?
Yeah, so you can go online and visit unitedanh.com to learn more, and we hope to hear from you.
Fantastic, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip.
You bet. That is Brian Arnold, a senior product manager at United Animal Health.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Mosaic. Mind on ROI? It's time to think ROFI, return on fertilizer investment. Learn more at InsideROFI.com.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, y'all. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here along with Chip Flory. Chip, sometimes I ask unfair questions, questions I don't necessarily expect an answer
to.
Nor do I require an answer.
That's right.
But I'll just throw this question out there into the ether and see what comes back, if anything.
Okay.
Did you stay up for the game last night?
Yes. Yes, okay. I did. Never give up. Okay. Never give up. Yes. It was tough. I mean, it was so much fun when the game started. Good grief, Suzuki just smokes a three-run shot in the top of the first. Here we go. Let's go out to the field with some confidence, which they did. Which they did, and promptly
it's a great way to start.
Sat back down at the end of the first with the score tied at 3-3 after the Brewers got a three-run jack of their own. Brewers haven't been hitting home runs all season, and they take, I think it was three or four last night. It was just, wow.
Yeah. So they're gloating over at WRDN this morning. Is that what you're suggesting?
I doubt it.
No gloating?
I doubt it. I would say that they're just enjoying the series.
Okay. Very good.
More than I am.
So far. Because as we discussed yesterday, it's a five-game series, right?
You
still got three more chances.
We go back to Wrigley. We're going back to Wrigley for two games here.
Well, you got to like that.
So yeah, sure. Sure, a little home cooking. That never hurts.
I was back in Iowa last week, and my mom cooked up a casserole. I haven't had a casserole in a really long time. Cooked by my mom. My gosh, you want to talk about some home cooking. It's like medicine. You know what I mean? Good old-fashioned Iowa casserole. Now, further up north, they may be saying, well, what's a casserole? It's a hot dish
for you
Minnesotans. It's a hot dish.
That's right.
Casserole, though.
But news to our Minnesotan friends. Jell-O with shaved carrots in it does not make a salad.
Does not count as a vegetable.
No, it does not.
All right. Fair. I feel like we're learning. Well, okay, what about Jell-O with pears in it? That seems like it'd be pretty good for you.
Well, you know, you would think that, and hey, maybe it is. I don't know. But the lime Jell-O with pear halves. Nothing but canned pear halves. It is one of my favorites.
I think we can probably all agree that fruit cocktail is not actually a cocktail. I found that one out years ago. Not a cocktail.
But I found this out. I have discovered this. You can make it one. It's not like you got to take anything out.
It's more about what you add. Excellent.
Add in. That's right.
Marinated fruit. It'll set you straight. I want to go back to Paul Niefer's comments just for a moment. And this isn't everybody, and I feel like the effects of the shutdown will begin to impact more and more farmers as time goes on. You asked not a sticky question, but an important one. We know that there are some farmers who aren't receiving payments, perhaps, that they were expecting for some 2024 stuff. You remember the abbreviations much better than I do. Because of the shutdown, those checks won't be going out, at least not for a little bit here. And so there, I imagine they are feeling it. But at large, ag thus far is not crippled by this shutdown. As time goes on, however, you said, as we get closer to the end of the month and maybe even flip the calendar, it could start to sting just a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And part of the reason for that is the cash flow situation out there. Working capital has been drained out of the industry, and one of the ways to temporarily bridge that gap is with a CCC loan. And I'm not saying that this is the most popular method that's out there, but it is a viable option. And as of right now, you don't have that option because you can't go into the FSA and take out a loan on your grain.
It's kind of like taking the 9/16 out of the toolbox. I mean, you still got the 5/8, you know, but you're missing your 9/16 now, just a little bit.
Yeah, and for the first time when you're looking for your 9/16, you just stumble across the 10 millimeter, which...
Oh, that'll just, make you mad. So close.
I was looking for that the other day.
Well, I tell you what, and you know what? You might be an opportunity to explore some other tools, perhaps, in the toolbox has arisen here. I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
There you go.
Good to talk to Jed Bauer. Congratulations, new president of the National Corn Growers Association. Answer me
and
this riddle. Yes.
And I should have said this when I was talking to Jed, and congratulations to Kenny Hartman Jr., wrapping up his year as president. He's starting his year as chairman. Yep. And we'll talk with Kenny more as time goes on. Yeah. But, great job at the top of that organization for Kenny for the last year.
We still need Kenny Hartman Jr. as well. We'll take him for sure. But really good corn export sales, Chip, and the market doesn't reflect it. Answer the question on everybody's mind, why not?
Because beans aren't coming along. This is you don't get one without the other kind of a situation. Corn exports can be really good, but because of the impact that it could potentially have on acres, obviously not this year, but for next year, you got to have them both working together. Bean demand needs to come along for corn demand to have the positive impact on price that it should be having. And it's just not happening.
See, I don't care for that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that kind of stinks, but it makes sense. It makes an awful lot of sense. Doggone it.
Well, we can talk about it and try to change the market's opinion on that, but I don't think that's really going to work. I doubt it. Thank you so much for listening today. Certainly appreciate it. Come back this afternoon. Terry Lynn from the Lynn Group here on AgriTalk.
When you're an expert on soil and crops, you're a soil scientist. When you're an expert on the weather, you're a meteorologist. When you're an expert on soybeans, you are an Asgro farmer. Like you, Asgro brand is relentlessly focused on soybeans, with localized products featuring leading genetics and weed management systems. It all works together to give you maximum profit potential. Visit Asgro.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgro brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential of every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgro.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us, with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, My work here is done.
The 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan without a pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's been 2 years since Hamas carried out the surprise October 7th attacks with 1,200 killed and more than